Did you know you can follow us on Twitter at Radio Woking?
And we've got another live guest on the phone who's getting a bit of a regular around these parts. Morning, Shay.
Good morning.
How are you, Shay?
I'm fine, thank you.
Shay from Leatherhead, regular guest in the programme on the phone today. But you're going to be with us in the studio next week.
That's correct, yeah. That'll be fun, won't it?
Fun, yeah. Really? I'm just working out where the nearest kebab shop is, actually, from the studio. There's a fish and chip shop across the road. Will that do you?
That'll do me fine, but yeah. That wouldn't open on a Sunday, would it?
Oh, it might, especially for you, if we ask them nicely.
Oh, well, yeah. So you're going to talk about the coronation, how things were, you know, we were together yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah,
John?
We went to Leatherhead.
We've turned to reporting now, you know, an official reporter as well, blimey.
Yeah, that's right. We were together, so it was. We had a good time, didn't we?
We had a really good time. It was really good fun. We were in Leatherhead for the coronation event, which they had there. It was raining, but it was a bit of a washout with the rain, but it didn't really dampen the spirits. It was lovely. We got to see Morris dancing, as we heard earlier. We took refuge in the pub for some shelter. So we could discuss. We called it a production meeting. Matt's very familiar with those sorts of production meetings.
Yeah, so it was really good time yesterday. So what are you up to today then, guys?
Today I am seeing family later. Might watch the concert on the telly later on as well.
Oh, good, I'll be watching that.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the coronation, Shay?
Oh, it was, quite good, really, you know. I watched a little bit of it, but not a great deal.
No, well, we were speaking to Lynn, as you heard in the last hour. I was actually there in the crowd.
Right, yeah.
Would you go up to London and camp out overnight to go watch coronation?
Well, no, I didn't actually. No. No.
Okay.
I don't think
It was interesting from my point of view, because obviously my father, and I know your mum, John, might be nearer an age where they can remember the Queen's coronation, and they were. My dad was pointing out the differences and said that actually it was very scaled back from the Queen's. But that was King Charles's point of view. He wanted it to be scaled back, he wanted to be simple, and he wanted it to be focused on cost of living and recycling as well.
Do you know, it'd be really interesting actually to re-watch the 1953 coronation and then watch yesterday's coronation, kind of, you know, to compare it. But, you know, some similarities. I mean, some of those traditions that happen in the coronation go back many, many years. So it was really nice to see, and I think it's a chance for everyone to come together and celebrate. Eurovision Song Contest next weekend. You going to be watching that show?
Oh, yeah, it'll be great. And who do you reckon is going to win then, John?
Oh, I'd like to say England. I do quite like our song. I don't know if we will or not, but there's some others that are looking quite good as well. So yeah,
lots of Eurovision parties going on. Alexandra from Drive is wearing a sparkly outfit to one, apparently.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Alexandra's wearing a sparkly outfit. So I might put my sparkling outfit on next week as well.
Well, that'll be nice. Look, we can talk about it on Sunday, John.
We will, when you come down to the studios. Looking forward to that. What are you up to? What's going on in Leatherhead today, then? What's going on with you?
Not really very much, really. So,
okay. I think we need a chilled day because it's been a busy weekend, isn't it?
Well, yeah. So we've got another bank holiday coming up.
We have, yes. Yeah. All these bank holidays. It's like they're just everywhere at the moment. It's like, quite liking the 4-day
week. We're getting used to a 4-day week.
Hopefully, we don't get too much rain because,
So why are you not in the studio today then, Matt?
I've got a problem with my back and some general weather stuff going on. I'm not feeling my best. So I said to John, rather than struggle, I'll just do it from home. To be ready for next week, because I heard you were coming.
Exactly. Yeah, see, you could have met the mayor, but no, let's meet Shay instead.
You've done a really good interview there with the mayor. He's finished. So the mayor is actually, we're handing over a new mayor in Woking, are we?
Yeah, we are having a new mayor. As of next week, he's handing over his chain and everything. But it's nice having the mayor turning up at Radio Woking, in his full regalia at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning was quite interesting. So, have a good day, Shay. Lovely to talk to you,
John,
as always.
Yeah, and good luck. Good luck with the next guest that's coming up on the show.
Thank you. We've got guests coming out of our ears today, but that's the way we like it.
You're going to learn some etiquette, Shane. You're going to learn how to use napkins and stuff.
I said to our etiquette expert, if you're getting a kebab, you don't need a knife and fork. You don't have to worry about it.
You think I didn't hear that, John?
You don't use a knife and fork for a kebab, do you? Or do you? I don't know. What goes on in your house?
I don't know.
Silver service, kebab on a plate, or plastic fork. Plastic knife.
Yeah, plastic fork. Yeah.
Are you a user of napkins, though? Do you use napkins?
What have you been doing? What's this about napkins, then?
I admitted that I don't use a linen napkin, apparently. The etiquette expert wasn't happy. You know, he's a bit kitchen towel.
So literally, you actually told the whole of Woking you don't, you know, with napkins and that.
I can't be doing napkins. It's fine. If you spill food on your clothes, it's going to get changed. End of story. Anyway.
Well, that'd be a, you know.
It will. I've got a bit of work to do on my etiquette, I think.
So, Matt, you're looking forward to seeing me in the studio.
Jay, you can see why we gave John the etiquette interview, can't you?
Yeah, that's why I got that one. I might have learned something. Anyway, Shay, we will speak to you very soon. Thank you for coming on.
We got, no problem.
And we'll see
and
you next week.
Have a lovely day.
You too. You too. Anybody
have
you want to say
day,
hello?
See you soon.
Anyone you want to say hello to, Shay, before you go?
No, I don't, John. I'd like to say hello to Cindy.
Okay. Hi, Cindy. There you go. You done it. We'll speak to you soon. Thank you very much, Shay.
All right, then. Okay.
Bye. Bye, Shay.
Bye.
Shay from Leatherhead there. In the studio next week. That's going to be...